The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners, and a happy new year to you. Yep, we're back. Welcome to the BTN News Show, our first episode of 2019, and it's the 7th of January. We're going to get you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. But yeah, it's 2019 and hell is officially frozen over. That's because it was announced that Apple is going to integrate iTunes with Samsung televisions. Did 2019 just lead us to an alternate universe or something? Okay. Yes, Samsung TVs and other TVs as well, although those haven't been really announced yet. They're going to support iTunes movies and TV shows. And they're also going to support AirPlay 2. Now, if you just got a nice brand new Samsung TV, say at Christmas time, you're thinking, oh crap, am I going to go get a new one? Apparently not. 2008 models will actually receive a firmware update so you can enjoy your iTunes content. Now, to weigh a little further in this, Eddie Q, yeah, our big old guy over there at Apple, said that they look forward to bringing the iTunes and AirPlay 2 experience to even more customers around the world through Samsung. I hope this works. It's just a bit odd, isn't it? And if you listen really carefully, I swear I can hear Steve Jobs screaming right now. Listen. Well, of course, it is a new year now, and that means, guess what? Get ready for CES 2019. Now, usually at CES, we see what's going to be the trend of 2019, and from what we can see right now, AI is going to be the trend. How do we know this? Well, according to what the CES people are telling us, home products from entertainment to sports equipment, you name it, it's probably got AI in it. They actually went on to say that Alexa and Google Assistant will likely dominate this year's show, too, since the fact that now they're enabled in more than 10,000 devices, and that number just kind of keeps going up. Now, of course, they didn't want to disappoint anybody that's not into AI. CES also said they're expecting to see tons of new gadgets, of course, and so many surprises. Yeah, usually those surprises are the ones that they haven't manufactured yet. They're testing them out on people, and then we never see them again. Nonetheless, though, we'll give you a little plug here on BTN. If it's CES, we're going to cover it this year, and we'll let you know all things that are going on there right here in the news show. And, of course, our other great podcasts right here on the BTN Network. And finally, the Weather Channel app. Don't you rely on it? Well, I do. I'm sure a lot of you people do. I want to know how my day is going to be, if I'm going to need to bring that umbrella or what. Well, apparently the Weather Channel relies on us just as much as we rely on them. Why? Because I think they're gathering information about us. Yeah, it may be a new year, but it's the same story with different tricks. And it all comes in the form of a lawsuit that was actually filed last Friday in Los Angeles. What are they alleging? Well, they misled millions of users to allowing access to their personal location data. Then the Weather Channel is profiting off that data for commercial purposes. Yes, according to the lawsuit, the weather company deceived users into turning on their location tracking, saying it would only be used to receive precise weather reports. But according to the lawsuit, the company actually never disclosed that it would monetize the data and use it for other purposes not related to weather alerts or forecasts. Yeah, like I said, nothing new here. We've heard about apps collecting data before, you know, like Facebook and Google. They sell it off to third parties so they can get a little money on the side for advertising. So we'll have to see how this one plays out. Right now, the Weather Channel, yeah, they ain't commenting. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that's our website. You haven't been there in a while, go check it out. Get caught up on some podcasts maybe you didn't have the time to listen to while over the holidays. Check out our blog and our reviews over there, too. Also, we're still there at Facebook until something else happens. You can find us there at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter, still at British Tech. And definitely our Slack room is still there with an ever-expanding community. If you're not a part of it, why don't you come join us? You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, put a big old smile on your face. You know, it's Monday. At least let other people think that you're in a good mood. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.